In this bulletin, Russia claims a victory in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. Anthony Albanese tests positive to COVID-19. And Novak Djokovic says he doesn't support Wimbledon's ban on tennis players from Russia and Belarus. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Russian President Vladimir Putin has claimed a victory in the biggest battle in the war in Ukraine, declaring the port city of Mariupol has been liberated after nearly 2 months of conflict. President Putin has ordered his troops to blockade a steelworks in the city, where hundreds of fighters and civilians are taking refuge in bunkers. The Ukrainian government says the Russian president wants to avoid a final clash with its forces in the city because he lacks the troops to defeat them. The United States President Joe Biden says there's no evidence yet to back up President Putin's claims.
Questionable whether he does control Mariupol. One thing for sure we know about Mariupol, he should allow humanitarian corridors to let people on that steel mill and other places that are buried under rubble to get out, That's what any head of state would do in such a circumstance. And so there is no evidence yet that Mariupol has completely fallen.
Meanwhile, the US has pledged another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine as the country faces a fresh onslaught by Russia on its eastern flank. Labor's election campaign has suffered a blow, with the opposition leader Anthony Albanese testing positive to COVID-19. Mr. Albanese is to isolate at home for 7 days after returning a positive PCR test ahead of a planned trip to WA. At least 31 people are dead and 87 wounded following 4 explosions at a Shiite mosque in northern Afghanistan. The explosions came during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan and 2 days after blasts tore through a high school in a predominantly Shiite Hazara area in western Kabul, killing at least 6 people. The Shiite community, a religious minority in Afghanistan, is frequently targeted by Sunni militant groups, including IS. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson will face an investigation into whether he misled Parliament over breaches of lockdown rules. It follows revelations of several alcohol-fuelled parties held at Downing Street during the lockdowns. During the debate, MPs on all sides called for Mr. Johnson to resign and backed an opposition motion that he should be investigated by the Committee of Privileges. Mr. Johnson has denied misleading Parliament, saying he didn't know he was breaking the rules his government had enforced. Queen Elizabeth is celebrating her 96th birthday at the Sandringham Estate in eastern England. She's expected to be staying at the estate's Wood Farm Cottage, which was particularly liked by her late husband, Prince Philip. Her birthday celebrations come during her Platinum Jubilee year, marking her 70 years on the throne. Novak Djokovic says the decision to ban Russian and Belarusian tennis players from competing at Wimbledon this year is crazy. The world number one says he'll always condemn war, as he himself is a child of war, having fled airstrikes at 11 years of age. But Djokovic went on to say that he doesn't support the ban.
I will always condemn war. I will never support war, being myself a child of war. I know how much emotional trauma it leaves. Us here in Serbia, we all know well what was happening in 1999. In the Balkans, we have had many wars in recent history. Ordinary people always suffer most. However, I cannot support the decision of Wimbledon. I think it is crazy. Players, tennis players, athletes, they have nothing to do with it. So, when politics interferes with sport, it doesn't turn out well.
Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 28 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, a top of 21. Similar conditions in Melbourne, 18. Hobart, partly cloudy, 17. Canberra, much the same, and 18 degrees. Wollongong, a shower or two, a top of 20. Sydney, a few showers, 22. Newcastle, showers, 22 degrees. Brisbane, a shower or two, 27. Cairns, rain at times with possible heavy falls, and 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.